Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom. We continue, Be'ezer Hashem, in learning in today's shiur about the Dala Parashias. And just to review, yesterday we had learned a Machlokes, what is actually read for Parashas Shkolim, the first of the four Parashias. Is it Parashas Kisisa, which is actually what we read, or is it Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, the parasha of the Karbonos in Parashas Pinchas? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rish Chodesh Adar Shechalias B'Shabbos. You have Rish Chodesh Adar on Shabbos, so we have three reasons to read from a Sefer Torah. Parashas HaShavua, Rish Chodesh, and Parashas Shkolim. Is the Alocha, Moitzin Shalosh Torahs, we take out three Sefer Torah, V'kar Behen, Ech B'nyan Shal Yoyin, the Parashas HaShavua, Ech B'Shal Rish Chodesh, of a Parashas Shkolim. Another halacha, Amar Yitzchak Nafcha, Rish Chodesh Tevis Shechalias B'Shabbos. So we're in Rish Chodesh Tevis in the Shabbos, it's also Chanukah Rish Chodesh Tevis. Again, we have three reasons to read from a Sefer Torah. Mevin Shalosh Torahs, we bring three Sefer Torah. V'kar Mehen Echad Nyana Shayoyim, one is Parashas HaShavua, Echad B'd Rish Chodesh, V'Echad B'd Chanukah. And as the Rishonim point out, even though normally we can't read from a second Sefer Torah because we're concerned with Gomer Shel Rishon, that people think there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. Here we don't have this consideration because each Sefer Torah, a different person, is getting the Aliyah in that Sefer Torah, and therefore there's no concern for the Gomer. As the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha essentially said the same thing twice, that whenever we have three reasons, three kriyas, we take out three Sefer Torah. So why do you have to give two different examples to indicate the same concept? The Tzricha. Because we only had the first case where it's Rish Chodesh, Shabbos Shkolim. In the case of Rish Chodesh, Chanukah, Shabbos, we need three Sefer Torah. Al Bahach, Shabbos Shkolim, Rish Chodesh, Kerav Sfilei, he will agree as Rav taught us yesterday. The Omar Rav says, Parashas Shkolim, what is the Kriya for Parashas Shkolim? As Karboni Lachmi. So the Kriya for Rish Chodesh and the Kriya for Parashas Shkolim is one and the same. And therefore, B'shtei Torah Sagi, you don't have to have three Sefer Torah, Kamash Malan. That's why he's indicating, what he's expressing is that he holds that the Kriya for Parashas Shkolim is Parashas Kisisa, which is obviously not the same Kriya as Rish Chodesh, and therefore two Sefer Torah will not be enough, we'll need three. So ask the Gemara, fine. He has to point this out on Shabbos Shkolim Rish Chodesh. So I shouldn't make the mistake that he agrees that the Kriya Parashas Shkolim is Karboni Lachmi. But ask the Gemara the other way around. Let him just say the halacha on Parashas Shkolim, where there's reason for confusion. And if their three Sefer Torah are required, certainly on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, three Sefer Torah will be required. Why do you have to say also the halacha of Chanukah? Answers the Gemara, Chodem Klal Chaver Te'itma. So the Rishonim explained, he actually only spoke about Rosh Chodesh, Parashas Shkolim. The other thing he never said, it was just extrapolated. So Tosfos still asks, but it doesn't have to be extrapolated. It's obvious. So Taisa says it had to be extrapolated, beautiful teretz, for the person who doesn't agree with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and he holds that the kriya for Rish Chodesh is Karboni Lachmi. So he can't extrapolate from Shabbos Shkolim Rish Chodesh to Shabbos Rish Chodesh Chanukah, because he tack on Shabbos Rish Chodesh Shkolim only had two Sefer Torah. For him, we had to say on Shabbos Rish Chodesh Chanukah, you'll agree we have three Sefer Torah. There's only two Sefer Torah. Oh, this. Okay, that's obvious because there's no machlokes there. Itma, Rish Chodesh Tevis Shechalis B'chol. What about Chanukah during the week, Rish Chodesh? What's the Kriya? Om Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak says we cover to loss of Rish Chodesh. We take out two Sefer Torah. For one person, we read three Aliyahs from the Kriya of Rish Chodesh, the Chab Chanukah. And Revi is Chanukah. Rav Dimi Dement Chayfa Omer. Just the opposite. Kar b'tlos b'chanukah. We call three people up to read the Kriya of Chanukah. V'chad Rosh Chodesh, and the Revi gets Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Mani, Kavosei de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mestabra. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha makes more sense. Why? The Tadr Vashena Tadr Tadr Kodim. Rosh Chodesh is Tadr. Chanukah is not as common as Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rav Avin, Kavosei de Rav Dimi Mestabra. He agrees with Rav Dimi. Mi Garm Levi Shiyovai. Every day of Chanukah we lay in. How many people do we call up? 3 people. All of a sudden, Rosh Chodesh, we call up 4 people. Why? Because it's Rosh Chodesh. So it only makes sense that the Revi should be a Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Mi Garm Levi Shiyavai, Rosh Chodesh. Hilkach, Revi Rosh Chodesh by Mikra. We should read Revi of Rosh Chodesh. So the Mefarshim asks an obvious question. Even according to this man, the Omer, that says Revi has to be Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is what causes us to need to read a Revi. But why do we have to have the first 3 Chanukah and the last one, Revi Rosh Chodesh? Let's make the first Aliyah Chanukah and the last 3 Aliyahs should be Rosh Chodesh. Or maybe divide it 50-50, 2 Aliyahs Chanukah, 2 Aliyahs Rosh Chodesh. Why do we have 3 and 1? So the Rosh Hash says a simple teretz. He says we never find in Halacha that when we open up a Sefer Torah, the first Sefer Torah that we open, that we should call less than 3 people. So whatever is going to be the first Sefer Torah that we open, we have to give 3 Aliyahs. And then the rest we'll see. It's a practical answer. Tur Yevin says a more lamdish teretz. He says like this. We know that halacha is that in a shul where there's only 1 kohen, he's called up for the first Aliyah and he's called up for the second Aliyah. So what will happen if the first Aliyah will be Chanukah? Yamoid HaKoyin for the Kriya of Chanukah. There's no Levi in the shul. What are we going to have to do? When we take out the Sefer Torah for Chanukah, for Sheni, if we take out the Sefer Torah for Rosh Chodesh, for Sheni, we're going to call up a Kohen again. But now we have a concern that we're calling the same person for two different Sefer Torah, which we said at the beginning of the Shir. There is already Chashash of Pagam. Therefore, we can't have a situation that Rishon and Sheni should ever be from 2 different Sefer Torahs. 2 different Sefer Torah. My Havala. What is the halacha? Rav Yosef Amar Ein Mashgichim Rosh Chodesh. What's more important is Chanukah. Chanukah should be the first 3 Aliyahs and then Rosh Chodesh. Rav Amar Ein Mashgichim B'Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh is more important. Zilkach Ein Mashgichim B'Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Shikr. Chanukah is less important. Rosh Chodesh is more important. And that's why we read first from Rosh Chodesh and then Revi is Chanukah. Even though, as the Mefarshim explained, the Kriya of Chanukah represents Persumei Nisa. The Kriya of Rosh Chodesh represents Tadav She'en Tadar. And we have a cloud throughout Shas that we always prefer Persumei Nisa. So the Rishonim say a beautiful pshat. They say, when do we prefer Persumei Nisa? Is when I only could do one. So the most important goal is Persumei Nisa. Here it's not an issue one over the other. We're going to do both. The question is, which one comes first? Since we're going to do both, Tadr comes before Persumei Nisa. We're going to have the Persumei Nisa anyway when we read for Chanukah. And actually, this Shaila, this concept, is very relevant L'Halacha L'Maisa. Going back to the previous Gemara. We said Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. What do? We take out 3 Sefer Torah. First Sefer Torah is Parshas HaShavuah. Second one is Rosh Chodesh. And third one is Chanukah. What Haftorah do we lay on that Shabbos? So the Poskim say, and that's the way we do, we read Chanukah Haftorah. Why? So there are 2 reasons given in the Poskim. One reason is because the Haftorah always has to be similar to the last Aliyah. Given that the last Aliyah was Chanukah, so we read Haftorah to relate to Chanukah. That's one pshat that the Mefarshim give. Another pshat that the Mefarshim give is because we're only reading one Haftorah. It's not where we have a choice. And we're always going to do only one, Persumei Nisa takes precedence. So now the Pais can ask the following Shaila, and it could happen. They got mixed up. And instead of reading Parshas HaShavua, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, they read Parshas HaShavua, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. So now what Haftorah will we read? If the reason is because we want the Haftorah to be similar to the last Kriya, so we should read Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. The last Kriya was Rosh Chodesh. If on the other hand we say that when there's only one thing going to be done, Persumei Nisa is the most important concept to convey. So even though Rosh Chodesh was the last kriya. What should haftarah be? Chanukah is Pesumei Nisa. The halacha is that we read Chanukah haftarah even if we made a mistake and read Rosh Chodesh kriya after Chanukah. Itmar. Now the Gemara begins with a number of situations. Actually, most of the situations that the Gemara will discuss cannot happen in our calendar. We know our calendar is very different than their calendar. Their calendar was based on when the Adam saw the new moon. So it was no consistent situation. Our calendar is predetermined. But in their calendar, Chal Lios Ba'atat Tzava. Parsha Shkolim could be on Parsha Atat Tzava. Again, it can't happen in our calendar. So now, let's think this through. The Kriya of Parsha HaShavua is Atat Tzava. What is the Parsha after Tzava? Kisisa. When I'm standing in shul and hearing the Baal Kirei read from the Sefer Torah, so I'm thinking that he's just continuing the Kriya. There's no way of me noticing that Parshas Kisisa is being read, not because it's just part of the Parshas HaShavua. I'm just going to think it's a continuation. That's where this Parsha ends. And Rishonim point out, obviously the Gemara is discussing a situation where they don't have two Sefer Torah. Because if they have two Sefer Torah, the fact that a second Sefer Torah was taken out, that's a proof that this is not just a continuation. But let's say they only have one Sefer Torah. Shul only has one Torah. And it's Parshas Tetzaveh, and it's also Parshas Shkolim. How are the people in the shul to recognize that this last Aliyah is being read because of Parshas Kisisa, and not because is being read because of Parshas Shkolim, and not because it's just a continuation of Parshas Tetzaveh? So we have Machloikis. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says, Korishitim after Tetzaveh. We read first six people from after Tetzaveh at Kisisa. V'chad, Mikisisa advasisa. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, the Rishonim agrees that this is not a perfect situation, but he has no option. Amr Abaya, Uk Amri Uk Mahud Ukama Malk Mehasam. So Abaya says, as we expressed, people won't realize that it's being read for Pasha Shkolim, specifically if they're only reading from one Sefer Torah. El Amr Abaya, what should be done? Korashita Matat Tzava advasisa. Read into Parshas Tetzaveh, the first six people getting aliyahs. V'chad, and the person that's called up last, Tani V'kari, Mechisisa Avasisa, people will see him being reading over. So people will ask, why is it being reread? It was read already. It must be. There's something special this week. What's special? Parshas Shkolim. So as we showed him explain a number of important points in understanding Abaya's position. Number one, they say, Abaya is not necessarily very satisfied with his option, because we don't like to reread Pesukim, we learned the Sugyas. But here, he doesn't have a better option. That's one point. Another point that's very important that the Mefarshim make, they ask, according to Abaya, a person witnessing what happened here will say, the seventh person that we reread, what we read previously, you know why he was called up? Because we need to have seven aliyahs. And that's why he has to get another aliyah, because six aliyahs isn't enough. What's the proof that the person is going to realize that it's Parshas Shkolim? So Mefarshim say, if the entire goal was just to make a shvi, it would be enough to read for him three psukim. Why are we reading all of this over? It's much more than three psukim. It's actually six psukim. It must be, because it's not just because we want to be Mekayim that we need a shvi. It must be because there's something special. What's special? Parshas Shkolim. Meisvei, ask the Gemara. It says in a brisa, and we're going to discuss this brisa a lot, Chaliyas b'parshas mukhalo, a parshas shkolim comes out in a parsha that's right before it. Beimel for now, whether it's parshas tetzaveh, the parsha of right before kisisa. Or comes out on Shabbos for Yakel. This certainly can't happen in our calendar. The Parshas for Yakel should be Shabbos Shkolim. We reread Parshas Kisisa. Says the Gemara, that's what Abaya just said. That on such a situation, we read Parshas Kisisa twice. El Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, he says we never read over the same Kriya. How will he explain this Braisa? Amloch Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha responds, Ula Abaya Minicha, and according to Abaya, is this brisa so understandable? Tainach lefanel. Fine. We can have that Pashas Tetzava is also Shabbos Golem. L'chreya, Heichem Mishkachsel. What does the Braisa mean that if Pashas Vayakel is Pashas Kisisa, why do we have to reread it? It's a different Kriya altogether. And nobody's going to make a mistake that we read Vayakel and then read Kisisa. He's never read the Torah backwards. El Mayis L'chamaymer. What did the Braisa mean? The Braisa has an entirely different intent. The intent of the Braisa is Koifle B'Shabosais. If Pashas Shekolim is on Pashas Tetzava, or Pashas Shekolim is on Pashas V'Yakel, all the Braisa is saying is we're going to end up reading Kisisa for two consecutive weeks. Because we'll read it on Pashas Tetzava as Pashas Shekolim, and then on the next Shabbos because it's that week's Kriya, or vice versa. We'll read it on Pashas Kisisa because that's the Pashas Shvu of this week, and then we'll read it next week for V'Yakel because it's Shabbos Shekolim. That's all the Braisa means. Hachanami, Kaifel B'Shabbosos, and doesn't mean anything. Now the Gemara discusses another situation. Again, doesn't happen in our calendar. Chali is the Kisisa Atzma. Let's say Shabbos Shkolim, Pashas Shkolim, is also Pashas Kisisa. What do you do? Amar Yitzchak Nafka, Kari Shita Ma Vasis Vada Yaakov. We don't begin reading from the beginning of the Pasha. We only begin from the word Vasisa. And then we go all the way till the end of the Pasha. And then, for the last Aliyah, the Shabbos Shkolim Aliyah, we read the beginning of the Pasha to make it for Pasha Shkolim. Maskul Abaya, Hashte Amri Lemafrehu Dekari. So there's a lot of number of ways of explaining this question. One question is, we never find that we read the Torah backwards. Another way, a little deeper of understanding the question is, the person seeing this happen isn't going to assume we didn't read the beginning of the Pasha because today's Pasha Shkolim and we have to read Pasha Shkolim. He's going to say that Balkari made an error and forgot to read the beginning of the Pasha, recognized his error, and is just correcting his error to make up what he didn't read. But not that it means that I have to read this part because today is Pasha Shkolim. Therefore, what does Abaye say? Elam Abaye, Koreshit Ad V'Yakel. We read the whole Pasha's Kisisa, V'chad Toni V'Kari M'Kisisa V'Arasisa. And then we read over the beginning of the Pasha. The person sitting there is going to say, why are we rereading the beginning of the Pasha? It must be, it's Pasha Shkolim. Tani Kavosi Dabaya tells us the Gemara, there's a Braisa that says like Abaya, Chal Liyas B'Kasisa Atzma, if Pasha Shkolim is on Pasha Kasisa, Koyinoi Soi, we read the whole Pasha's Kasisa, the Koyinoi Soi, and then we reread the beginning of the Pasha for Pasha Shkolim.
Are they presuming that there's no special
Aliyah from Matthew? Yes, Tosis makes this point that by them, this... If, you're making a very important point. Tosfos discusses it. I'll say it the way Tosfos says it. It's not Tosfos here. It's Tosfos in Daf Kaf Gimel. Tosfos says, we had a discussion, is the Mafter one of the Shiva Kruim, or is the Mafter an Eif? Tosfos says, this Gemara is clearly a Raya, that the Mafter is one of the Shiva Kruim. That's the way, that's what you're saying, and that's what Tosfos says.
So if they had a special Mafter, then would they reread it? How would
the no. He was the seventh Ali, and that was it. And there was no Kaddish, Tosfos says, in between Maftir and the rest. We learned the Taisus in Andaf of Gimel. Now we have another situation. The Mishnah discusses, Chali is Petach HaShabbos, Magdil and Shabbos Sha'avra. So as we learned, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, that Shabbos is Parashat Shkolim. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is during the week, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar is Parashat Shkolim. Now the Gemara discusses, Itmar Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchali is Parashat Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, is it like it's the middle of the week and Pasha Shkolim is the Shabbos before? Or if it's on Friday, we're going to read it on the next day. Rav Amar makes no difference. If it's during the week, it doesn't make a difference if it's Monday or Friday. Magdimim, it's the Shabbos before. V'Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says, no, if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, then Pasha Shkolim is the next day. Rav Amar Magdimim. Dim Kain, what's the basis of Rav's reasoning? Dim Kain, Botzulei Yimei Shulchanos. Let's review a Gemara we learned yesterday. Yesterday we explained that why do we have to read Pasha Shkolim and Rosh Chodesh? Because we need 2 weeks before the people have to actually start bringing the Shkolim. And since they started bringing the Shkolim, Tezvav Adar, so we have to read it on Rosh Chodesh Adar to give them the 2 weeks. Says Rav, if we're only going to read Pasha Shkolim after Rosh Chodesh, there won't be 2 weeks between the Kriya and the time they bring. And we have to give 2 weeks' notice. We learned, even if Shimon Gamliel says you have to give at least 2 weeks' notice. But Shmuel's going to say yes. Shmuel says normally we need to give 2 weeks' notice. He said, but here we're going to have the 2 weeks' notice. Let's figure it out, says. Let's figure it out together. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, what day of the week will be Tezvav Adar, when normally they start collecting? Friday. Says Shmuel, to start collecting on Friday, we don't. And as the Mefarshim explained, if we're already in the middle of the collection process, so Friday's a work day. But to start a new collection process on Friday, we won't. So when will we start? On Sunday. Sunday will be more than 2 weeks after the Kriya Pasha Shkol. V'shmul amam machin. Amalach, soif soif, because in this year, Chameser, on the year where Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, Chameser is b'malei shabta makli. 15 days in Adar is on Friday. V'shokonis le'nafki ad b'chad b'shabas. They're not going to start the job of collecting on Friday, they'll only start on Sunday. Hilkach machin, we can read it on Shabbos, which will be Beis Adar, and will not be a problem. We'll still have 2 weeks before the collection to give notice. Ask the Gemara tonight. We learned by us in the Mishnah. Chalius b'techa Shabbos magdim l'shaver. If Rosh Chodesh is during the week, Pasha Shkolim is the Shabbos before. Umafsik l'Shabbos acheres, and the next week will be a Shabbos that we don't read, because as we explained when we learned the Mishnah yesterday, we always want to make Pasha Zohar as close as possible to Purim. And in this year, there'll be another Shabbos before Purim, and this week there won't be any reading. My lav, the Mishnah doesn't make any difference when Rosh Chodesh is. My lav, I feel like I have a Shabbos. The Mishnah means dafka when it happened during the week. Friday is a different rule. Continues the Gemara with another question. Toshma is a Braisa. Eze Shabbos Rishayna, which is the first Shabbos of the Dala Parashiyos, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lias B'Toychai, whether Rosh Chodesh, week, in which Rosh Chodesh falls, the previous Shabbos is Pasha Shkolim, v'fil b'Erev Shabbos. Even if Rosh Chodesh is an Erev Shabbos. So says the Gemara, my lav afilu Erev Shabbos tomi d'taychai. Isn't the Braisa saying, it makes no difference if Rosh Chodesh is during the week, or Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, under all circumstances, ma taychai, if Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of the week, Pasha Shkolim is the Shabbos before, after Erev Shabbos, makdimim, Shabbos Shkolim, is the Shabbos before, even if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday. Says the Gemara, Shmuel interprets the Braisa totally differently. I'm a Shmuel Bo, that if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, don't read it the week before, rather read it the next day Shabbos. The Kain, Tana Shmuel, and that's the way it was explained in the Shiva Shmuel, Bo, don't read it on the previous Shabbos, read it on that Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, actually this Machloikas of Rav and Shmuel, if we should read it, if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, or do we read it, is Pasha Shkolim the Shabbos before, or the day after, is actually a Machloikis Tanon. Misagin Shabbos is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi says sometimes we're going to skip a Shabbos, that we won't have a special Kriya. Rav Shimon Elazar, I'm a Misagin. Rav Shimon Elazar says we don't always skip. Or Rav Shimon Elazar, Eimasayani Omer, Eimasagin, when will there be a situation that we don't skip? There's Machach Aliyah's Be'er Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh is on Friday. So let's figure this out together. If Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, so if we hold that the Shabbos, Pasha Shkolim is the Shabbos before, so Shabbos will be Beis Adar, the next Shabbos will be Tes Adar. So when are we going to read Pasha Shkolim? Tes Adar. Beis Adar will be an empty Shabbos. But if we hold that we read Pasha Shkolim on Beis Adar, then we won't have an empty Shabbos. Beis Adar will be Pasha Shkolim. Tes Adar will be Pasha Zachar. The one that says that we skip, why does he hold he skip? Because he says Pasha Shkolim is the Shabbos before. The one that says that we don't skip holds that we're going to read it on Beis Adar and there won't be an empty Shabbos. Abbas, Man Shechi Elias, B'Toycha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is during the week, Magdim Mekarim Shabbos B'Sha'avra, we read it the Shabbos before, Abish Ushvat, on that there's no Machlekes. B'Shnia, Zachar. Now we said the second of the Dala Parashias is Parashas Zohar. Itmar. Purim Shechali is Be'er Shabbos. What's going to be the halacha if Purim comes out on Friday? When is Parashas Zohar? So Rav, consistent, says Magdimim. Parashas Zohar is the Shabbos before. So Shmuel, Magdimim Parashas Zohar. Shmuel Amam Achram. Parashas Zohar will be the day after Purim. Rav Amam Magdimim. Rav says it's the Shabbos before. Kehecha Delay Tigda Masil Zechira. We, as we've been saying, we want to have Pasha Zohar always which speaks about the zechira of destroying Amalek before the actual destruction which takes place in the Megillah. So we need to have Pasha Zachar, the Shabbos before. V'shmul Amalek, what does Shmuel say? Machrin. Why? Amalek. Kivin the ikim kofim, the avdi b'chameser, aschia v'schira b'hadeh dodikasi. In this year, when your Dalet Adar is on Friday, if your Dalet Adar is on Friday, when's Tesvav Adar? Shabbos. Tesvav Adar is Purim. It's Shushan Purim. In Yerushalayim, that's real Purim. So since it's a situation that's not coming after, it's coming together. Coming together, according to Shmuel, is good enough. And there's two important concepts that we have to discuss before we go further. The Sifsei Chacham asks a very interesting question. He says a very important teretz. He says, why is Shmuel so bothered in the previous Gemara and this Gemara? So what is if we read it the week earlier? He's going through somersaults to figure out why we could read it later. And what is if we read it earlier? Don't we have a concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs? Says the Sifsei Chachamim, of course there's a concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs. But Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs is only when this man is. If somebody is Zoriz L'Kaim HaMitzvah, so take out and eat a matzah today. It's weeks before Pesach. You're going to say Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs? It's not a mitzvah today. If, according to Shmuel, the Shabbos before is not the Zman, you can't say Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs. So what is Shmuel saying? That Tezvav Adar is Purim. Because it's Shushan Purim. So Marabach asks a very interesting question. We know in Yerushalayim there's a concept that can't happen in Chutz La'aretz, but in Yerushalayim could happen Purim Mishulish. That's like this Gemara. The Purim Tezvav Adar comes out on Shabbos. Yudalar Adar can never be on Shabbos. Tezvav Adar could be on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi tells us, what do you do? Shalmi says, we read the Megillah on Friday and we have the Suda on Sunday. Purim Mishulish, a 3-day Purim. So ask the Marabach, what's the Gemara saying that day is Purim? It's not Purim. Purim is either the day before or the day after, not that day. Oh, so one teretz is that even in Yerushalayim, they say Alam Nisim on Shabbos. Another teretz is that even in Yerushalayim, even though it's not Purim, you have to be Marba Besuda. So since you have to be Marba Besuda, that's why it's considered Purim. That's how some Mefarshim say simple pshat. I saw that my Adam Bezmanim says a very nice pshat. He says, there's no question that Tezvav Adar is Purim. Tezvav Adar is Purim. Just Chazal made a gzeira that we don't want you to have the Suda on Shabbos for various reasons. You may come to carry the Megillah. So Chazal made a gzeira. But that doesn't take away the essential fact that Tezvav Adar is Purim. Says the Gemara. Tanan b'shni zocher. We learned the second Shabbos is Pasha Zohar. Ask the Gemara. V'kim nikla reishachah b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is in Shabbos, nikla Purim, Be'er Shabbos. Purim will be in Erev Shabbos. V'ktani b'shni Zohar. And we see that we read Pasha Zohar in the second week. So we see that we read it on the Shabbos before, not the day after, like Rav. Amra Papa says, Papa, my shni shni lav soka. Doesn't mean the second week. In the weeks that we're reading, it means the second week after we had a week in between that we didn't read, because according to Shmuel, we're not going to read it that year on the Shabbos before. We're going to read it on Tezvav Adar. Toshma, Eze Shabbos Shnia. Again, as we learned, what is considered the second week that we read Pasha Zohar? Kol Shechal Purim Liyos Petoichai. That Purim comes out that week. Vafil Be'erev Shabbos, says the Gemara, my love, isn't the Brisa teaching us? Erev Shabbos Domir Toichai. It makes no difference what day of the week Purim is, if it's a Monday or a Tuesday, or it's on a Friday. Mat Toichai, if Purim is during the week, Shabbos Zocher is Magdim is the Shabbos before, so too, Erev Shabbos, even if Purim is late in the week, it's on Friday, Magdimim. Says the Gemara, the same text as we learned in the previous Gemara, Om Shmuel, V'chein Tanah Debei Shmuel, Bo. No, when it's on Friday, we don't read it on the previous week, but we read it on that Shabbos, Tezvav Adar. So I saw the Sfas Emes says up Drush. Why is it so important that Parashat Zohar should be before Purim? And then what is if it's the same day? Why are we so anxious to have it before? So he says, we're trying to make a point. One would think, why are we so anxious? Mocha timcha, ezeicha Amalek. Because Amalek wanted to destroy us. Our mortal enemy, Baruch Hashem, was destroyed. But that is something we could say during the week. Shabbos, however, says the Sfasem, is a day of Ruchnius. We're trying to say that Amalek wasn't only attacking us physically. Amalek's attack on Klal Yisrael is also a spiritual attack. Shabbos is the day of Ruchnius. And therefore, we want to break that. And how do we break it? By reading Parashat Zachar, saying that we want our Ruchnius to prevail over the Tumah of Amalek. Chaliyus b'Shabbos Atzma. Again, this cannot happen in our calendar. But let's say Yud Dalet Adar, our Purim, not Shushan Purim, comes out on Shabbos. Not in our calendar. Over here, Amar Rav Huna, even Rav, says Rav Huna, will agree, L'Divrei HaKol Ein Makdimim. Parashat Zachar will be Yud Dalet Adar. Rav Nachman Amar, Adani Mechleikus. Again, as we just said, Rav always wants, according to Rav Nachman, the Parashat Zachar should not be simultaneous. It should be before, and therefore the Shabbos before, he says Rav will hold his Parashat Zachar. It Menami, Amar Rav Chiba Abba, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav, Purim Shechal Lias B'Shabbos, Magdim B'Koyri B'Shabbos Shavra Zachar. B'Shlishis Paraduma. The third of the Dal Parashas is Parashas Paraduma. As we explained, we want to read Parashas Paraduma before Nisan, because people had to become Tor to be able to bring the Koran Pesach. Tana Abonin, Ezi Shabbos Shlishis, Koshas Mucha L'Pur Makrea. The Shabbos after Purim. It Benami, It Ben Rav Cham V'Chinana, Omer Shabbos HaSmuch L'Rechodesh Nisan. The Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'lo Pligi, Hode Ikel Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos, Hode Nikle B'Ems B'Shabbos. What the Gemara is saying is as follows. I'll first tell you the concept, and then I'll tell you what the Gemara says. The concept the Gemara is teaching us is that Parshas Paraduma has to always be the Shabbos before Parshas Chachodesh, and there can be no week in between. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Shabbos, so then there's a Shabbos between Purim that's left open. The Shabbos after Purim is left open. The next Shabbos is Parshas Paro. And the next Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh, is Parshas HaChodesh. If, on the other hand, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is during the week, the Shabbos before will be Parshas HaChodesh. We always want Parshas HaChodesh before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Here there's no Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Even Shmuel will agree that under all circumstances, Parshas HaChodesh has to be before Rosh Chodesh. And if that's the case, the Shabbos after Purim will be Parshas Paro. The Rishonim, the Rashba, already gives a very nice way of remembering it. Hilchos Pesach. The halach is by Hilchos Pesach that between the first cup and the second kais, you're allowed to drink. Between the third kais and the fourth kais, you're not allowed to drink. So the Gemara is saying like this. There can be years that between Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Zachar, there's an empty Shabbos. This year was that way. But you can never have an empty Shabbos. You can never have a break between Parshas Paro and Parshas HaChodesh. Continues the Gemara. Tana Abonin. Barviyas HaChodesh Zalochem. Tana Abonin. And this b'raisa is really the b'raisa that we've been referring to so much in the last two shiurim. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechali is b'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos. Koyrin Kisisa. We read Kisisa Maftirin Be'yodah. Veze Shabbos Rishoyna. What is the first of the Dala Parashiyas? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Liyos Betoichai. If that week will be Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Shabbos before is Parashat Shkolim. Vafilu Be'er Shabbos. And the way we hold Lahalocha, even if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, the Shabbos before is Parashat Shkolim. B'Shniyah, the next of the Dala Parashiyas is Parashat Zachar. U'maftir B'Karati, I remember what Amalek did. Ve'ezi Shabbos Shniyah. What is Parashat Zachar? Kol Shechal Purim Liyos Betoichai. The Shabbos before the week in which we will have Purim. And it makes no difference even Purim is an Erev Shabbos. The Shabbos before is Parashat Zachar. B'Shlishis, the third of the Dal Parashas is Parah Aduma. Or Maftirin V'Zerakti Aleichem. Ve'ezi Shabbos Shlishis, what's the third week? Kol Shesmuch L'Parah Machreah. The week after Shabbos, after Purim. V'Raviyat is Achodesh Zeh. The fourth parasha of Parashas Chodesh is that Maftirin Koy Omer Hashem Alakim Berishon Echel Chodesh. The Ezi Shabbos Revi's. Which is the fourth week? which is declared as Shabbos HaChodesh. Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lias B'Toychai, the week in which the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And here everybody agrees, even Shmuel will agree, that even Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Friday, Erev Shabbos. When is Parashas HaChodesh? The Shabbos before. Because we need to give people enough warning. What's the point of Parashas Chodesh? To get everybody prepared for Pesach, we need to give them as much notice as possible. We don't have time, but I just want to say for the record, there's a long, famous Rashi here. The Rashi goes through the calculation of saying, this is Rashi here on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, going through the calculation, which day of the week is Rosh Chodesh, and then Rashi tells us, based on knowing what day of the week will be Rosh Chodesh Adar, he'll tell you what's going to be every Shabbos, which will it be one of the Dal Parashas, and which of the Dal Parashas it will be. We learned the Chamishas after this, Chozer L'Kesedron. We go back to our regular order, the Dal Parashas are over. L'Seidamai, what do we go back to? Rav Ami Amar L'Seidah Parashas U'Chozer. According to Rav Ami, during the Dal Parashas, what do we read? We don't read the Parashas HaShavua. According to Rav Ami, there is no Parashas HaShavua those weeks. Those weeks, Parashas Shkolim, we only read Parashas Shkolim. And the Mefarshim make a very interesting observation. The entire Kriya of Parashas Zochar, for example, is three Psukim. So if that's all we read, what are we going to do? So Mefarshim say, that Tori Evans says this explicitly, according to Rav Ami, we're going to have seven Aliyahs, and every Kriya will be the exact same three Psukim again and again and again. Rav Yamiyama, and this is the way we do, L'Sei Daftar Suchayzer. The Parashas HaShavua is kept. It's only the Haftarah that's read differently. Amar Abaya, Kavaseid Rav Ami Mestabra. If you learn our Mishnah, says Abaya, it seems to point like Rav Ami. The Tanan, what do we learn in our Mishnah? L'chol Mavsikin, L'Rosh HaChadoshim, L'Chanukah L'Purim. If Rosh Chodesh comes up, Chanukah comes up, Purim comes up, Tani has come up, Mamad has come up, Yom Kippurim. In all these cases, we interrupt our regular Kriya and read a special Kriya. Says the Gemara. Bishlam l'mandam l'seidu parashas chayzer. According to the mandam that on these dal parashas, we don't read the regular parashas shavua, we read something special. Had ikka parashas b'chol. For example, let's talk about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh comes out on Monday. Normally on Monday we read the parashas shavua. And the Mishnah is teaching us, if Rosh Chodesh is on Monday, don't read the parashas shavua, read the Kriya for Rosh Chodesh. So the same thing the Mishnah is ostensibly saying, that if Rosh Chodesh, that if Dal Parashas are one of these Shabbosim, don't read Parashas HaShavua, read the Dal Parashas. El Mandam L'Seidah Haftaris Chayzer, if you're saying by the Dal Parashas, we continue reading the Parasha. It's only the Haftar that's different. So then, Haftar B'chol Me'ika, do we read on Rosh Chodesh Haftarah? Our Mishnah can't be talking about Haftarah. On Rosh Chodesh there's no Haftarah. So it must be that what our Mishnah is speaking about, not Haftarah Parsha. So the Gemara doesn't make it. That's not an argument that can't be discussed. V'chakadisa. What the Gemara is saying is that where there's a Haftarah, like by the Dal Parashas, so we read the Dal Parashas Haftarah, and not a different Haftarah. Where there's no issue of Haftarah, for example, Rosh Chodesh during the week, so there we're talking about the Parsha. One has nothing to do with the other. And the Mefarshim explain, why are we quicker? Because this is what we do, La'alocha. We read Parshas HaShavua on the Dal Parshas. We just read the different Haftarah. Why don't we tak agree with Rav Ami that we skip the Parshas HaShavua, like we do on Yom Tov? Let's say Yom Tov is on Shabbos. We don't read the Parshas HaShavua. So they explain. We're going to learn a mitzvah Shem. Eil ma'adei Hashem ashtikra isu b'mayadam. Moshe tikin lam liyisrael that on Yom Tov you have to learn Hilchos Yom Tov. So that's why if Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, there's a takana for Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to read parshas of Yom Tov, and that supersedes the parshas of Shavua. But there is no takana that Moshe Rabbeinu made that the Dal parshas are more than the parshas of Shavua. On the contrary, Moshe Rabbeinu said that every week we have to read the Parashas HaShavua. That's why we read the Parashas HaShavua and just make Haftarah from the Dal Parashas. There's a very interesting proof from this Gemara to an interesting Shaila. There's a Shaila, Shabbos HaGadol. What is Daf Torah? We know that Shabbos HaGadol, Daf Torah, is V'arva. But there are many minhagim around that Daf Torah. There's one minig, that's not the only Daf Torah read. There's one minig that we read Daf Torah, the Parashas HaShavua. Shabbos HaGadol is either usually Parashas Tzav or Parashas Mitzrayim. Depends if it's a leap year. And we read that half Torah plus for Arva. There's another minig that makes a difference if Shabbos HaGadol is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach can be Shabbos. Some in Hagam, it's only if Erev Pesach is Shabbos that we read for Arva. And then there's a minig just the opposite. That Erev Pesach is Shabbos, then we don't read for Arva. Only if Shabbos HaGadol is not Erev Pesach do we read for Arva. So there's a proof, perhaps from our Gemara, that we shouldn't read for Arva under all circumstances. And just for Arva, which really is our minig. The Mar says here, L'chamishis, the fifth Shabbos after Parashat HaChodesh, is L'chamishis, we go back right to the regular Seder. But the fifth Shabbos, it can come out that the Shabbos after Shabbos HaChodesh will be Shabbos HaGadol. Let's think it through. If Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on Shabbos, so next week Shabbos will be Ches Nisan, which will be Shabbos HaGadol. So what are we saying, L'chamishis U'chayzer? It's not L'chamishis U'chayzer. We're reading the Haftar of Shabbos HaGadol. So from here we see that perhaps this minig of reading the Arva on Shabbos HaGadol under all circumstances, how are we going to explain it according to our Mishnah? First, ask this question. Ask the Gemara, Ubetanius Lamaliyav Saka. We learned in our Mishnah that on a fast day, if the fast day comes on Monday and Thursday, even though normally Monday and Thursday we read in the morning Parshas HaShavua, we should read Vayichal. Ask them, why should we do that? Likrim et Safra bin Yonah de Yoyma. Why not in the morning do we read the Parshas HaShavua? And we read again the Torah by Mincha. By Mincha, by Tanisa. And by Mincha, we should read about the Tainis. We'll read Vachal by Mincha. Why do you have to read Vayichal both by Shachris and by Mincha? Says the Gemara Messiah of Huna. Damra mit Safra Knufya. In the morning of a fast day, interesting Gemara. This is what Rashi and the Rishonim explained the Gemara. In the morning of a fast day, they didn't read the Torah at all. Why? Because in the morning of the fast day, as we're going to learn in the Gemara in a moment, that's when they got together to do tshuva and recognize what they have to rectify. So there was no time for Kriyas HaTorah. So even if a fast day came out on Monday or Thursday, they didn't read the Torah. So it's not a question they should read Vayichal. They didn't read anything. So now ask the Rishonim, so why do we read? Why do we read Vayichal on a fast day in the morning? So Rishonim answer, once Chazal said that on a fast day in the morning we don't read Parshas HaShavua, so we never read it. Even in our environment where we're not gathering to do tshuva specifically in the morning. What do we read? We read Vayichal. So the Imre Yosher, Rameya Arik, says a big chiddush. He says, let's say we'll have a shul. The halach is, he says, and the Chassam Sofer discusses this, so let's say you don't have a minion of people fasting. Let's say you don't have six people fasting, for sure. Then you can't read Vayichal. Because you don't have anybody, you don't have even six people fasting. So let's say today's Monday. Monday a fast day. And in our shul, we don't have six people fasting. So we can't read Vayichal. Could we read Parshas HaShavua? So he says no. Because Chazal told us that this Monday there's no dinner Parshas HaShavua. So once Chazal said that on this Monday there's no Parshas HaShavua, we can't make up to start reading Parshas HaShavua. We can't make up our own rules. And he says there wouldn't be any Kriyas HaTorah that day. Chalkas Yaakov disagrees, but it's a chiddush. Says the Gemara, Heich Avdinan, exactly what did they do on a fast day? Amar Abayim, Mitzafel L'Palga D'Yoyma. For the first half of the day, Mayinim B'Malil D'Masa, they checked what was the situation and what needed to be rectified. Mipag the Yoyma, Pag the River the Yoyma, Kori Umaftri. The next quarter, that's the third quarter of the day, they read the Torah and they said Aftira. The River the Yoyma, the last quarter of the day, Bari Rachme. That's when they davened. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, when Ezra, we spoke about this already, when Ezra bore up the Jews to Eretz Yisrael, by the second base of Migdosh, he found that unfortunately intermarriage was rampant. So he called them together. And it says there, a quarter that they read from the Sefer Torah. Revius misfadim mishtachim, for a quarter they davened. Ask the Gemara. Veipachanot, perhaps the order is reversed than what the Gemara says. Losakadait, the Ksiv. Velei yas v'kachar d'dvar al kei Yisrael al me'al ha'goyla. V'yini yoshe mishamim l'minchas ha'erev. Until Minchas Erev, I was sitting trying to figure out what to do here, and it was only by Minchas Erev, Kamti Mitanesa, that I get up to Davin. So we see that first we try to rectify the situation, and then we start reading the Torah and Davinik.